Welcome to Golden Gems with Dave Shaw, Bill Hansen. We review each week the career and personal life of one of the great unforgettable artists of the golden days of radio. So please join us on a trip down memory lane as we take a look at today's artist. Then go to our website, www.goldengems.net, where we also look at more of their career and play some of their most unforgettable great hits, which we are unable to share on the podcast. We invite you to join us there also. But for now, sit back and relax as we talk about the life of today's unforgettable artist of the golden days of radio.
Welcome to Golden Gems. Bill and Dave here, and today we're going to take a look at the career and the life of Ernest Aaron Freeman. Ernie Freeman was born August 16, 1922. He was an American pianist, organist, bandleader, and arranger. He was responsible for arranging many successful rhythm and blues and pop records from the 1950s to the 1970s. A bit about his birth and his early family life. Freeman was born in Cleveland, Ohio. His parents were Ernest Freeman Sr. and Gertrude Freeman. He had a brother, Art Freeman, that was in music and recordings and sometimes collaborated with Ernie Freedom. Freeman's wife was Isabel Freeman, who also collaborated with him in some songs. Freeman had a daughter, Janice. In 1915, he began playing in local Cleveland area nightclubs and also formed a classical music trio for local social functions with his father and his sister, Evelyn. Around 1939, he and Evelyn formed a new band, the Evelyn Freeman Swing Band, with fellow teenagers from Cleveland Central High School. Evelyn played piano, while Ernie played saxophone, and also began writing arrangements for the band. The band began a regular engagement at the Circle Ballroom in Cleveland and broadcast shows for WHK radio station. In 1942, most of the band, apart from Evelyn, joined the U.S. Navy together and became the first all-black Navy band called the Gobs of Swing, with Ernie as its leaders.
After leaving the Navy in 1945, Ernie entered the Cleveland Institute of Music, from which he graduated with a B.A. degree. In 1946, he moved with his family to Los Angeles to attend the University of Southern California, where he received his master's degree in music composition. In Los Angeles, he played in clubs, accompanying Dinah Washington and Dorothy Dandridge, among others, as well as recording under his own name for the Mambo label. After a spell as arranger for Woody Herman, he joined the Ernie Fields Orchestra, playing the piano. Other members of the band included saxophonist Earl Bostic and Plas Johnson, guitarist Renee Hall, and drummer Earl Palmer. In 1951, Freeman also began playing with the Billy Hadnot Sextet, but left in 1954 to form his own combo with Johnson Palmer and guitarist Irving Ashby. In 1955, they released their first record, No, 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 Baby, on the Middle Tone label. They also recorded with a vocal group, The Voices, who included Bobby Bird and Earl Nelson of the Hollywood Flames, later Bob and Earl. Freeman played on numerous early rock and R&B sessions in Los Angeles, California, in the 1950s, particularly on the specialty Modern and Aladdin labels, as well as for white artists such as Duane Eddy and Bobby V. He played piano on The Platters, The Great Pretender, in 1955, and began releasing a number of instrumental records of his own, at first on Cash Records. These included Jivin' Around, number 5 on the R&B chart, in 1956. In 1956, the Ernie Freeman combo and the Platters appeared in Columbia Pictures' Rock Around the Clock, introduced by Alan Freed. In the same year, he was signed by Imperial Records, where he released 29 singles and 7 LPs over the next 7 years. His first single for the label was Lost Dreams, which reached number 7 on the R&B chart. His cover version of Bill Justice's Raunchy, his biggest solo success, reached number 4 on the pop chart and number 1 on the R&B chart in 1957. He returned to the charts in 1958 when his version of Indian Love Call reached number 58 on the Billboard pop chart.
Freeman performed for the famed Cavalcade of Jazz concert produced by Leon Heflin Sr., which was held at the Shrine Auditorium in Los Angeles on August 3, 1958. The other headliners were Little Willie John, Ray Charles, Sam Cooke, Bo Rambo, and Sammy Avis Jr. was there to crown the winner of the Miss Cavalcade of Jazz Beauty Contest. The event featured the top 4 prominent disc jockeys of Los Angeles. In 1958, the Ernie Fields Orchestra included Freeman, became the house band for the newly formed Rendezvous record label. In 1961, with Palmer, Johnson, and Renee Hall, they began recording as B. Bumble and the Stingers, and Freeman played piano for their first hit, Bumble Boogie, but not their later hit, Nut Rocker. In the same year, Lou Bedell, the owner of Dore Records, suggested to him that he record a version of a Maxwell House advertising jingle. The record, Percolator Twist, an album by Earl Palmer, was inaccurately credited to Billy Joe and the Cheekmates. Earl's album rose to number 10 on the Billboard Hot 100 in early 1962. Freeman also performed and with arranged the Routers and their parallel group, the Marquettes. He continued a successful session career in the 1970s, arranging and appearing on material by Frank Sinatra, That's Life, Strangers in the Night, and Connie Francis' Jealous Heart, Adeo Mi Amor, and Dean Martin's Everybody Loves Somebody, and Somewhere There's a Someone. Johnny Mathis and Petula Clark for This Is My Song and For Love, and became the musical director with Reprise Records. From 1960 to 1969, he arranged virtually every session for Snuff Garfit at Liberty Records, including the artists Julie London, Bobby V, Johnny Burnett, Glenn McDaniels, Timmy Euro, and Walter Brennan, as well as a series of over 25 instrumental albums with the title The 50 Guitars of Tommy Garrett that featured a who's who of Los Angeles session musicians: Tommy Tesesco, Lorindo Almeida, Howard Roberts, Bob Bain, and Barney Kissel, among many, many others. As a footnote, National City by the Joyner Arkansas Junior High School Band charted at 53 on May 1960, was made up a group of studio musicians led by Ernie Freeman. Freeman also composed music for several films, including The Cool Ones in 1967, The Double Man in 67, The Pink Jungle in 68, and Duffy in 68, and arranged Carol Burnett's 1972 Columbia Records album, Carol Burnett, featuring If I Could Write a Song.
In 1970, Freeman contributed string arrangements to Simon and Garfunkel's Bridge Over Troubled Water album before his retirement later in the decade. In 1972, he had a single, The Overture, released on the Oak Records label. Freeman was a board member and served as secretary of the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences in 1964. According to several sources, Freeman suffered from alcoholism. He died at his home in Los Angeles in 1981 from a heart attack and is buried at Forest Lawn Memorial Park, Glendale, California. Awards. Freeman won Grammy Awards for his arrangements of Frank Sinatra's Strangers in the Night, 1966, and Simon and Garfunkel's Bridge Over Troubled Water in 1970. Well, this is Dave and Bill thanking you for joining us here as we talked about the life of Ernie Freeman. And if you'd like to hear more of his music, please go to our webcast, goldengems.net.
Thanks for being with us today. We hope you're having as much enjoyment as we are, reliving some of the unforgettable memories of the golden days of radio. To learn more about the career of today's artists and listen to several of their greatest hits, we invite you to go to our website, www.goldengems.net. May we also encourage you to tell your friends about the show. We'd love to have them join us in these little trips down memory lane. And as always, we invite your feedback or comments on goldengemsradio@gmail.com. So until next episode, this is Dave and Bill, heading back into the archives to dust off some more unforgettable memories to share with you on Golden Gems.